Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Brett, come on, give me a chance. Ever since I first saw you, whatever you were doing, this smoking weed in the classroom, I just your distant eyes are, gosh, you're really like a. You're the real mermaid, aren't you? You're a beauty. I love you so much.
Bolts? What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Do you want to get your man under control here, Ashley?
I think he's your man, Brett.
Oh, that explains what happened a month ago at Makeout Point.
Wait, what happened at Makeout Point?
But why didn't you tell me? I would have been okay with this. We could have talked about it.
No, I told you I was going to fail English. I was stressed out that night. Anyway, Brett, I...
We tried for 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to put Like a Virgin on the radio, did you?
Well, now I know. I mean, you don't have to be. I guess I'm okay with your, you know, this.
Yeah, I don't want you. I don't need you. It's Brett, I'm hungry like the wolf. I need you.
Do you want to get physical, Bolt? Is that what you're trying to say?
I am not going to hang around for these Duran Duran references. So I think as Kat and Bryce are going through their reconciliation, or not, rather their open conversation about their relationship, I'm going to use that opportunity to fuck off down the corridor towards the principal's office.
Okay, so you fuck off towards the principal's office.
I'm following with Jerome.
I'll actually latch on to Ashley and say, you need to help me with Brett. If you could just like put in a good word, say maybe I talk about him a lot, and then he'll fall in love with me because he'll realize I always loved him even when I was with you. And I think if it's that long and that enduring, what can he say? But yes.
Phrasing.
Can I slap him?
You can slap him.
Okay, I'm going to slap him.
While you're slapping him, give me a spot hidden with a bonus die.
He did darn good.
That's really good. So on the hard success, you see he keeps rubbing his neck as he's talking to you. There's this little piece of metal embedded in the side of his neck. And you can see it glistening in the lights now. You couldn't really see it before until he got up close to you and you slapped him. And his head turns and there it is.
I'm sorry I slapped you. I really needed you to pause because you look an absolute mess, honey. And I need to sort out your face if you want Brett to, like, really love you. So just hold still and I'm going to try and pull it out. She's only got 35 strength and I rolled 48 and I don't have the luck for that. So...
Do you want to push the roll?
Unless we want a group roll luck of two.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fail. I'm going to let that fail. But I am pretending to be doing the lay pulls and patting him down and stuff.
Problem is you've got those long fingernails. Like you had really long nails put on for prom and you can't quite get a grip is the problem.
You look good. I'm really confused, but at the same time it makes so much sense after the last year that we've been dating.
This may seem awful, but since she slapped me and then also tried to like pinch my neck or whatever she was doing up there, can I push her down the stairs?
Wow.
Such a murderer.
You can attempt to.
And she's not helping me with Brett. I mean, this is...
You just need her out of the way so you can focus on Brett.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to kill her. I just want to, like, boop.
Okay, so...
Get out of here.
To gently push her down the stairs.
Yeah, very, very just lovingly push her down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. A glide down the stairs.
So I think that would be opposed strength in this case. You're not trying to... hit her or anything. You're just trying to give her a push. So
yeah, it's a shove. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down the stairs is like an out of character addition to what he's really trying to do. He's just pushing her toward where she came from. I failed 77 over 75. I'd feel terrible spending luck on that. So yeah, I'll leave it and see what Kat rolls. You said opposed, right? I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you failed. So
yeah.
So since you're not spending the luck, Bryce sort of pushes you a little bit, Ashley, and he brushes past you on his way towards Brett. Speaking of Brett. All right, so you've got the keys and you're able to open the door.
And then seeing Bryce following me, I'm going to quickly shut it and lock it again.
Zephyr, are you going in quickly after Brett?
Yeah, Zephyr and plus Jerome. I was also wondering, can I check on Jerome, see if he's going to come to anytime now? Because it's been a little while that he's been passed out. That's concerning.
Yeah, you might have a concussion. He did slip and fall and face plant into the floor. So when you drag him in and the door is closed, you can make first aid if you would like to. But as both of you go in, you see a line of salt at the bottom of the door, an unbroken line of salt.
Oh, that's like a magic thing. It's like protective or something.
Looks like salt to me.
Yeah, don't like scuff it. What's in the room in front of them?
Yeah, so as you go in, you cross over this line of salt.
I make sure to like haul up Jerome.
Yeah, so his feet don't drag across the salt.
Yeah.
So you see the principal's desk. Brett, you've been in here quite a bit. You're very familiar with this room.
Yeah.
And there's a large window behind him, the largest in the school, and some sort of paperweights and documents. There's bookshelves lining the walls with books that probably haven't been touched in 20 years. There's a filing cabinet for student records. There is a large painting of the principal standing very regally with his hand on a book and the American flag behind him. Right where he can see it from his chair.
I mean, the first thing I'm going to do after I lock the door is I'm going to pick up a magic marker from the desk and draw a dick on his forehead. And then...
Fantastic.
While I'm doing that, I'll just look over at Zephyr and say, yeah, you might want to check Jerome, see whether there's a bit of metal stuck in his neck or somewhere.
Huh? He got a piercing and didn't tell me? Jerome wouldn't do that.
I'll dig around in my pocket and pull the little arrowhead out. Something like this.
Oh, that's kind of extreme. Okay, thanks. And Zephyr's gonna go give Jerome a look over and see how he's doing.
Hey, so give me first aid first.
I only have a 30. Ah! Rolled a 10!
Oh!
The power of friendship.
Nice. So, he's unconscious. But you get the feeling there's something more to the unconsciousness part. Like, he should be awake by now. It's been enough. He's been dragged around. He's been bumped into walls, all sorts of things. He should be awake.
Okay.
He's not dead. He's breathing. He's probably got a concussion from the dent in his forehead. But there's something keeping him unconscious.
Oh. So I think Zephyr first kind of shakes him a little bit. It's like, Jerome. No, he's not waking up. I'll try the neck thing. And then they just like look for the little.
Because you're looking for it, you were told what it looks like. You don't need to make a roll for it. You see this little sharp piece of metal embedded in his throat.
It looks cool as hell, but I don't think it should be there. So we're going to get this out. Okay.
So, give me that strength roll.
I rolled a 73.
Would you like to push the roll?
I might... Do I want to kill Jerome? I don't think I do. I might...
Oh, you I do. Might turn... It's a horror game, Camille. It's a horror game. Push it. Push it.
Jerome's my best friend.
Push the roll.
No.
Push the roll.
No.
Wait, how did you do it? Push the roll. Push the roll.
You gotta just push the roll. Oh, I do think in this instant, I'm going to be a wet blanket and turn to Brett and be like, Brett, how did you get the thing out? I can't get it out.
I'll just lean over and yank it out as hard as I can.
Okay, this is a push roll, so give me the strength.
I hope you have a better strength than me.
Yeah. Yes.
Good lord.
Extreme. Okay. So you just shake your head, Brett. You lean over and you yank it out, and there's a bit of blood from how hard you have to pull to get this arrow out. But Jerome's eyes just flutter a little bit, and he looks up. Where am I? What the... Did you just stab me? Like, I appreciate your method acting, Zephyr, but this is not the time. Are we in the principal's office?
We unstabbed you, actually. Can I add an idea that because Brett took this thing out so hard and rolled so well that it just like pings out of his hand and then like lands on the portrait of the principal like, in one of the eyes or something, just like lodged.
Yes, I love that. We're going with that. Just yoink. Yeah.
And Zephyr, yeah, it's just like, look, Jerome, I don't really know what to tell you, but oh God, I have to tell you my secret. I was dating Jamie Spinks for a few months. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I was going to tell you, I swear.
You didn't tell me? Oh, I thought we were best friends. Also, why is Brett here? Hi, Brett.
I'll explain. So...
Yeah, Jerome, you're welcome.
So, like, I broke up with Jamie because, you know, I'm doing Rocky Horror. And I was like, I need to focus on my career, which is my one true love. So I broke things off with them. And then I guess they got really mad because, like, I'm so great and stuff. So they're trying to, like, magic the whole school into loving each other and being really fucking weird about it. So that's what happened.
What is it with all this fucking relationship drama? I preferred it when everyone was just trying to kill everyone else.
Well, that's why.
At that moment, you're banging on the door.
See?
Brett, come on, baby.
Oh, my God.
Bolt, you're acting crazy. You're acting crazy.
Oh, fuck. Banging on the door. Come on, Brett. Come on. We can take it slow.
I'm down in Kokomo.
Can I smack Bolt with the fire extinguisher to knock him out and see if that like rewrites his brain? Like, just
give me a fighting brawl if you're trying to knock him out.
You know, like maybe if he has like a cognitive readjustment, he'll be fine.
Okay.
No, don't do so well. Yeah,
so it's you go to hit him in the back of the head, and instead, because of those long nails and you're trying not to break anything, because you will still look fabulous even if this prom is fucked to hell, and it slips. It slips and breaks the glass panel in the principal's door.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to die hot.
Yeah, probably cutting his arms up. He reaches inside immediately to unlock the door from the inside and... obviously disrupts the salt as he shambles in after Brett.
You take 2 points of damage from the glass cutting up your arms as you reach in and unlock the door.
Sure, it doesn't even hurt, yeah.
Oh, God. I think Zephyr turns to Brett and is like, look, I have a plan. Act like you're interested, go in for a kiss, and then just nab that fucking thing out of his neck.
If I could act that well, I'd be in your fucking theater group.
I think any attention is going to be received nicely at this point, is all I'm saying. Okay.
I am not fucking with you. I will give up football. I will give up my scholarship to fucking Notre Dame for you.
You wouldn't give up football for me.
Why are you still here? Brett, I love you. You have the softest lips I've ever encountered. You have, oh my God, how did your nose get sculpted so beautifully?
You're so insulted.
It's like you're made from clay.
I think there's just this increasingly wide-eyed panicked look in Brett's eyes as he's just staring at Ashley.
And Ashley's just miming behind like, what do I do?
And then Zephyr's just got the biggest, like, evil smile on their face as they take in the chaos and revel in it.
I'm crawling to you on my hands and knees, and now I'm like, if I can get close enough, just like pulling at his legs. Brett, please, just give me a chance. Give me a day. Give me an hour. 10 seconds. Just
that's all he needs.
I know you can love me back.
While he's distracted, like I don't know about the arrow, do I? I know I tried to pull it out, didn't I?
You do know.
Okay, can I try and get it while he's on his hands and knees and he's like in a vulnerable position, just like come up behind him and just yank?
Is that a push?
this isn't a new round of things, so it's not a push this time.
Oh, my strength is 35 and that was a 51, so it does not. Oh. Nope.
Push the roll.
I'm going to push it. Yes. How am I going to push it?
Literally, like, push it further in.
Yeah, I think I'm actually really fed up now with, like, mm-hmm. Bolt. I'm like, okay, he's insulted me. He's being a weirdo. He's being a drama queen. He said that Brett had the softest lips, and clearly I do. So I'm just going to get my massive high heel, slam it into his back, and shove him on the floor and just yank because I'm fed up.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I got extreme success.
The high heels of jilting have gotten you a two. Okay. Oh. So
it's like a new magic item, high heels of jilting.
Yes. I love that.
You're reaching up to Brett, and then all of a sudden there's a sharp pain in your back, and you feel yourself being knocked over, and then there's a pain in your neck as Ashley pulls this arrowhead, now that you see what it is, Ashley, out of your neck.
And I think just for maximum chaos, Brett had was starting to try to commit to the bit just to provide distraction here. And as Bryce snaps out of it, Brett is just reaching around the back of Bryce's head and kissing him warmly on the lips.
So just as you get that kiss, Bolt, you get knocked to the ground and you're about to be so angry. And then all of a sudden, what the hell?
What the fuck's going on here? Babe? What? Why did you do that?
You were acting like a complete psycho trying to, like, get your tongue into Brett's face. I mean, don't get me wrong, Brett, you're pretty nice looking. No one would mind that, but still.
No, what is this, some fucking theater prank? Zephyr?
Zephyr's too busy looking at Brett, and it's just like, you really committed to the role. Like, you should be in the drama crew. I'm proud of you.
Look, there is a, like, fucking portal with some weird chick down the hall, and she is, like, covered in, like, a swirling pink mist, and there's a Skeletor behind her, like, kind of shaking her.
Jamie?
I don't fucking know. So he's shaking her, and they looked at me with, like, red eyes and white eyes.
Were they in a powder blue dress?
Blue, yeah. I don't know what the fuck powder blue is.
How did they look? Did they look nice? Not that I care.
What? Are you? They had the. I only saw the whites of her eyes as she was like, like love is a lie. Does that mean something to you?
Well, I dumped her, so maybe it's that.
Come, he like grabs Zephyr, you know, oh, and kind of tries to shepherd you out of the office toward this.
Don't touch me.
No, you've got to fix this. This, if you know this fucking psycho, you got to talk her down.
Look, she's not a psycho, all right?
Shut the fuck up, Brett, you fucking weird piece of shit.
Oh, you don't get to be mean to everybody because you were just really weird, okay?
Yeah, look, if we're talking psychos tonight, Bolt, then who here has killed someone tonight? Who?
I don't know. You're talking about the fucking chest dweeb? He's fine. He's recovering down the hall in the pool of chemicals.
He's dead, Bryce. He's dead.
No, he wasn't dead. I brought him upstairs. He was alive. He said, thank you for carrying me up here. And then the, like, devil thing in the room killed him, I think, maybe. But I didn't do that shit. Ashley, you're like my alibi now. Remember, we talked about this the night that I had too much to drink, and you remember.
No, Bolt, no. You don't get to kill people and drag me into it.
The
you know
fucking...
What? No. You ruined prom. You ruined prom for me, Bolt. And you know what? We're through. We're over. We're done.
You don't get to break up with me. They haven't even done the court yet. How can you break up with me?
Evie, I'm breaking up with you. Ta-da!
There's a cold gust of wind through the door over that broken salt circle or salt line.
Oh, shit. No.
It's freezing.
Zephyr, fix this.
Look, I'll try, but not like you want. I feel like I'm going to be the last person she wants to see right now. And Zephyr instead kind of like breaks free from Bolt's grip and like goes to the floor to try and like see if they can repair the salt line.
Look, Zephyr, let's just go down there and see if we can fix this situation with Jamie, okay?
I'm going to pick up my fire extinguisher. And we've got these just in case.
Zephyr, you've got to face it, all right? You've got to face it. Let's just go down there. Let's talk to Jamie. Let's see whether we can fix this damn thing before anyone else dies, all right?
Well, clearly my breakup with her was went so badly, I just don't think it'll go any better, you know?
Well, you don't know till you try, and how much worse can things get?
I mean, Bolt did kill someone. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, we gotta stop saying this, okay? Like,
look, come on, let's get down there before anyone else gets killed, okay?
Wait, one more thing. We should cover our necks. Maybe. I don't know if that'll work, but we should cover our necks just in case any of us get got.
Oh, yeah, look, is there anything, like, to wrap around?
Oh, Zephyr starts tearing off, like, because they have, like, a very raggy kind of dress on already, and they, like, start tearing off bits. And, like, they tie a couple around their neck, and then they start, like, handing them out, because it's such a big, like, ridiculous dress. There's just loads of fabric, so if anyone wants one. Fetching little sash.
I'll take one. I'm not gonna tear my man my tail because it costs money. So,
a lot of money.
Ash, babe, you can't. You're not going. It's too dangerous. You gotta stay here with me, and we'll talk it through. And
I'm not staying anywhere with you, Bolt.
But
no, just no.
You were gonna come to Indiana with me, and we were gonna have kids, and remember?
Yeah, but
well, if I could get the situation fixed, we were gonna have kids, you know.
Except maybe after we like totally won prom queen and prom king and totally did that, I was maybe gonna go to college somewhere else.
You got into college? You told me you didn't apply.
Anyway, so Zephyr, we're gonna fix this. Please fix this
again. Brett is halfway down the corridor.
Is he wearing something around his neck, like a photo?
No, he's not hanging around.
Okay, Zephyr tentatively steps out.
So you head back down the hallway and then turn to the left towards the psychologist's office. You see the dead chess club student still laying on the ground. Oh, sorry, unconscious, Bolt.
He hasn't been declared dead by a medical professional yet.
And there's the powerful smell of mixed chemicals. It kind of makes you a bit woozy. Ugh. And you all see through this force field that shimmers slightly with it now that it's been splashed with acid. You see Jamie. She is now floating in the air with her arms outstretched. Zephyr, she looks stunning, with this long blue tuxedo gown swirling around her in invisible wind, and her hair is long and down the way you liked it. And her eyes, though, are pure milky white. And her head is arched up towards the ceiling. And there's this pink mist around her chest, and expanding outward, surrounding her in this sort of aura and wisping its way up towards the ceiling. And papers are floating around her and almost wafting. Even though there's no air up here, there's no fans moving. Books are open around the ground at her feet. She's breathtaking, but also sanity rules.
I'm exempt, right? Because I already...
Yeah, because you've already seen this.
I failed.
Ooh, I rolled an 11.
Yeah, I rolled 20. I'm fine.
Okay, so Brett and Zephyr, you each lose one. Zephyr, you're just focused on how stunning she looks right now. You hadn't seen the dress before. Ashley, you lose 5.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna make me an intelligence roll to see if you have a bout.
Yay!
Oh, 35. I've got 50 intelligence. No.
A red mist descends. As You see the cause of all of this. You're angry at Bolt. You're angry at Brett. You're just angry in general. Prom is ruined. You have had the worst night of your life when it was supposed to be the best night. And you just lash out in a fit of violence for 3 rounds.
Okay. It's just gotten to it. I had the fire extinguisher in my hands. This is just really, really, and I think it's just going to be like, and I think I'm going to direct it probably at the closest person to me. And I think that was probably Bolt or Zephyr. So I'm just going to go for Bolt.
Cap knew it was coming. He knew it was coming.
He's trailing you like, I can get a scholarship to whatever college you got into. It's fine. We can still be together. I don't have to go to Notre Dame.
This is too much. This is prom is ruined. There's a lady floating and a shut the fuck up Bolt and just turn around and smack him and see if this works.
Would you like to fight back or dodge, Cup?
I actually think I'm going to, well, could I do like a restrain maneuver? I don't want to fight.
I don't think you're aware, not yet, because you're not aware it's coming at you.
I'll dodge then. First instinct. It's like a linebacker. I'm going to dodge.
I mean, I failed. So Ashley's just really bad at combat.
Ooh, I almost fumbled. I was going to say, as long as I don't fumble, right?
So you see Ashley swing this canister at you and you just sort of move your head and it whiffs past. She looks mad, like really mad. Worse than your worst fight mad.
Babe, I was saving this for later, but I made you a mixtape. And it's so good.
Really? What's my favorite song, Bolt? What's my favorite song? Huh? Huh?
Girls just want to have fun. I put it on there. I hate that fucking song, but I put it on there. I know how much you love Cyndi Lauper and the weird video thing they have.
You don't know
girls
me.
Just want to have fun. He starts serenading you. I wake up in the middle of the night.
I'm going to point the fire extinguisher at it and unload it in his face.
Amazing. When my mouth's wide open.
And as I say that, I'm going to say, my favorite song is Take On Me by Aha.
I think, yeah, just as he's doing the like belt out part where it's like, it's what they really want. It's like, and then the fire extinguisher in the mouth.
Yeah, your mouth fills with foam as she just sprays it into your mouth. No damage or anything, but it's now really difficult to sing or speak or anything. So let's go into dex order now, essentially, since we're all trying to resolve this situation or make it worse in some people's cases. So Brett, you're going to be first. You've seen this whole situation with Jamie. How does Brett feel about Jamie?
Brett kind of likes Jamie. Not like they're friends or anything, but he knows a fellow weirdo outcast when he sees one. So, yeah, he's a bit conflicted at the moment because he's entirely sympathetic to, you know, her pain and everything like that. But on the other hand, she really has fucked shit up.
You've seen her floating in the air and her eyes are this weird color and there's this mist and you can hear downstairs noise spilling out into the hallways as presumably people flee the gym. What are you doing about all of this?
There's only one thing I can think to do, and it's a horrible thing, which is I'm going to call over to Zephyr and just say, look what she's going through. Just look at that, all right? And, the idea is as soon as Zephyr, you know, does take a look, I'm going to get that arrowhead out of my pocket and jam it into them.
Oh, yes, I love this.
Wow.
You unbelievable bastard.
All right. So I think opposed strength roll here. Brett, as you're trying to push this arrowhead in, and Zephyr, as you're trying to, you like, potentially not.
I mean, my original plan was to turn and ask Jerome what I should do. So I guess kind of thematically that probably worked the same, but I think like Zephyr did look at Jamie And Jed did genuinely feel a lot of regret and upset. And then just that feeling of like, man, she really does look beautiful. They do like hear what Brett is saying, but they do like turn towards Jerome to be like, what do I do? I don't want to be with her, but I don't want this. I don't know if Jerome has time to say anything before this thing gets shoved into my neck.
So you're not fighting that? Okay, so Brett, you just shove the arrow into Zephyr's neck. The problem is,
yeah,
Zephyr's looking at Jerome.
Yeah, that's where it all went wrong. It was a perfect plan up to that point.
I was just thinking, you know, that's what I was going to do, so I'm going to stick to it, because mm-hmm. more chaos. I am wearing loads of fabric around my neck, if that changes anything.
It is another person. It's not Jamie doing it, so... So, Brett, give me a strength roll in this case to see if you can push it through all that fabric. Forgot you did that, Camille. That was very smart.
I rolled a 99, which isn't a fumble. It's not a fumble, but it's not good.
Zephyr, you're talking to Jerome, and Jerome's about to say something. When you feel Brett's hand against your neck, and it feels like he's pushing on your throat.
Okay, I still have a fire extinguisher in my...
Oh my god.
Best idea ever.
This is going so well. It is your turn, Zephyr.
Would I figure out what would be happening? Because I am already protecting my neck, so that freaks me out. I'm like, Brett, what are you doing?
Give me an int roll, I guess, to see if you, in the moment, understand.
Yeah, because it is very strange. I did not pass my intelligence roll.
Okay. So all you know is Brett has just suddenly pushed into the side of your neck.
Yeah, I think so, like, regardless, that is strange and crossing a boundary. So Zephyr kind of whirls around with the fire extinguisher with like the nozzle. They like pick up the nozzle and they're like, what are you doing?
Look. There's only one way we're getting out of this, right?
What do you mean?
And I'll point in the window again.
And as you're doing that, Ashley, it is your go.
Okay, I think I'm going to swing to the next nearest person, which I think is Brett. Just trying to tag him.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. I think because I'm just going wild now. It's not targeted. It's like literally whoever is close. So yes. Finally hit somebody.
So are you dodging, fighting back?
I am going to try to dodge. I'm definitely trying to dodge. So yeah, while I'm having this intense conversation with Zephyr, just see this fire extinguisher coming towards my head and duck underneath.
Oh,
whoa.
And I rolled a natural one.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
So you swing at him, Ashley, and he just... fluidly moves out of the way. You're used to dodging obstacles and things on your skateboard, Brett, so just without even thinking, it looks really cool too. So you swing at him, Ashley, you miss, you're so mad. You almost had him bolt. It is your turn.
I think, well, coughing out the foam or powder or whatever from the fire extinguisher, his whole face is probably irritated, but I think that if he sees Ashley attacking Brett, he's going to see this as an opportunity to win her back, and he doesn't lose. So he's going to attack Brett.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, like loading up my fists, like punch as hard as I can.
But I thought we had something.
Okay.
If only I could remember.
Give me a fighting brawl and Brett dodge your fight back.
10.
Oh my God. You got a 10.
Yeah. That's is that extreme? Yeah. It's extreme for him. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I did not pass my dodge.
You're going to do max damage with that punch. Do you have a bonus die, Bolt?
I have a damage bonus of D4. Yeah, I do. So it's 7. Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I'll make that con roll now, shall I?
He was loading up to knock out teeth, so it works.
You slam him in the face.
Okay, I mean, there is a lot of blood and probably a few loose teeth, but Brett is not going down.
You hit him super hard. He's still conscious, but blood and broken teeth and broken nose and all sorts of things. This is not going well for you, Brett, right now.
It is not.
And it is, in fact, your turn. Oh, wait, one moment. I need to make a roll for something.
It's never a good sign.
No, I'm not telling you what.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, proceed.
Secret rolls are scary.
So, Brett, it is your go.
Well, this isn't going to achieve what I came here to do, but I think in sheer desperation, I'm going to try to jam that thing into Price's neck.
A post-strength roll, please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I got an ordinary success.
I failed, even though I have a very high strength.
Okay, so, Bolt, what did you just do to his beautiful face? What did you just do? We'll come back to you in your turn, but you're suddenly horrified with the realization that you've just broken his beautiful nose.
I think it actually, like, it kind of made him look sexier. Like, he looks like a hockey player now, which is really hot, so, yeah.
Zephyr, while all of this madness is going on, what are you doing?
Okay, I think, yeah, they turn to Jerome to see what Jerome has to say.
You gotta talk her down.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird shit. I don't see any wires or a harness or anything, so talk her down.
Wish me luck for the acting gig of my life.
Break both legs.
I probably will. And with that, Zephyr kind of squeezes Jerome's hand and then walks towards the door with the force field to see if they can go through it or if it's going to, like, bounce him back.
Give me an opposed pow roll.
Okay. What's my pow? Ooh, okay. Oh, I rolled a 13 and I have a power of 80. Goddamn.
Okay, yeah, you beat Jamie. So you go up to the force field. Do you say their name or anything?
Yeah, I'd say, Jamie, it's me. It's Zeph.
And as you say that, her head turns to look at you, those misty white eyes, and you find yourself pushing through the force field.
Yeah, I step through.
Love is a lie. Love is a lie. It's not her saying it. It's her voice on the wind all around you.
Yeah, I kind of take in the scene and the papers and everything, like, and kind of look around. I'm kind of trying to, like, think, is there, like, a source to this magic spell or whatever's going on?
No, you did really well on your power roll. So I'll say you see this gray, misty figure with these skeletal sort of hands with its fingers clutching onto Jamie's shoulders. You got an extreme, didn't you?
Yeah.
You see what looks like a quiver on its back.
Ah, okay. So it's like an evil Cupid kind of guy being real fucking weird. But Zephyr is also going to kind of, like, see if they can catch one of the pieces of paper that's, like, floating around and have, like, a little look at it. I think they're also, by instinct, because they've kind of seen at this point that if people make eye contact, that seems to be a thing. So they're not making eye contact with the evil figure. They don't want to look it in the eye. But yeah, but they are, like, they grab a piece of the paper and they have a look.
Okay, so you grab a piece of paper out of the air. It looks like it's been torn or pulled out of a book. It's an older piece of paper. And at the top it says, God of love, God of lies. And you can read that while I move on to the diva as you find a spell. Okay, Ashley.
I'm still enraged. I notice the Bolt suddenly in love with Brett again. Or have I not noticed that yet?
I think you've noticed.
And I'm angry at Bolt again. So I'm going to, again, try to punch Bolt with the fire extinguisher because it is my weapon of choice and Ashley doesn't have many... Yes, I had to say that success.
I think dodge, like I don't have time for this shit. I have things I need to say to Brett.
So. Dodging and weaving a fire extinguisher from your angry ex-girlfriend as you proclaim your love.
That's a regular success.
How'd you do? Kat, was it a regular or hard?
If you spend 1 point of luck.
Yes, I will. I will spend that 1 point of luck. Sorry, Cap.
Okay, so give me 1d6 plus your damage bonus if you have one.
Lord.
You'll be fine, Cap.
Oh, only see? 1 point of damage. It was a glancing blow.
Yeah, glancing blow. And as your turn ends, Ashley, you've just hit Bolt with the fire extinguisher, and you're not sure why you did that.
What's happening?
Speaking of Bolt.
Oh, we're breaking up. It's his decision now in his mind. You know, Brett's still reeling from the punch, mm-hmm. I imagine. So he's stroking his hair like, oh, babe, I'm so sorry that this happened. I made you a mixtape to make you feel better. And it's the same mixtape he showed to Ashley. And he kind of like, he sets it on your chest and says, you know, our love was meant to be. The kind of love that lasts forever. And he just does his Peter Cetera, terrible, like still foam falling out of his mouth. And he's just going to keep stroking your hair and making deep eye contact with you. I don't know if that's a full turn or not.
Yeah. I think at this stage, Brett is just broken and is lying there bleeding profusely from the face, spitting out teeth and letting his hair get stroked.
I think like, you know, the most creepy way imaginable, he takes one of the teeth and puts it in his shirt pocket. I'll treasure this forever.
So at the top of the round, I'm going to make a roll. Okay. So Brett, are you doing anything other than just lying there and just
regretting every decision in life that brought me to this moment?
Okay, Zephyr, you're up. With all the chaos going on behind you.
Cool. Yeah, so Zephyr has just read an interesting piece of paper that basically details a spell called Summon Cupid Wraith, which they're now assuming that Jamie has done. This page only sort of tells how to do the spell and sort of what its effects are. But what Zephyr wants to know is if there's a way to end the spell, like anything they could do. So I think maybe they'll just like try to like catch more bits of paper.
Okay. So give me a luck roll.
I rolled a 4. I am
wow.
Rolling
okay.
Rolling rocks today.
So that's extreme, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess so. Wait, what is my okay. What is my luck? It was like 50.
So you get two things.
Ooh.
There, some of the papers appear to be journal entries, maybe Jamie's. There's school records, what looks like psychologist notes, maybe from Jamie's file. But you also find... You're looking specifically for pages that look like they come from the same place as that first page, the same kind of paper texture. And so you do find what looks like a couple of spells. One of them is to trap a wraith, and one of them is to banish the wraith.
Okay. Which, yeah, the banishing the wraith requires 3 casters. One of the wraith's arrowheads, which we do have, and a symbol painted. Well, Brett does still, maybe.
It's currently stuck in Bryce's neck.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd still technically have it then. But I think trapping the wraith is probably not what we need because it's still going to be in Jamie. So yeah, I think Zephyr would want to cast out the wraith, like banish the wraith. So They thought they were going to be like chatting to Jamie, but can see that it looks like she's like way too far gone now. And so Zephyr is kind of like going to start backing out of the room and like looking back to see where the others are, or like trying to like gesture at them. I don't know if they want to like back entirely out of the force field because they've already got in.
All right. So you try to get their attention. Ashley, you see Zephyr is calling to the three of you.
I'll like look over and just be like, what is going on?
Zephyr holds up a piece of paper. It's like, I know how to banish the weird thing that's doing all the horrible stuff. I need help, though.
Okay. I'm just going to look down at Bolt and Brett snuggling on the floor and just be like, okay, what do I do?
Thanks.
I think swallowing down a mouthful of bile, Brett looks up at Bryce and says, do it for me.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you want, babe.
I need the arrowhead. We need the arrowhead. Can you, like, convince him to take it out for his love for you or something? Does that work?
And yeah, I'll reach up and gently caress Bryce's face, let my hand run down to where the arrowhead is, and then pull it out as hard as I can.
You can see the goose pimples.
Okay. Give me that strength roll to remove it, and I'll give you a bonus die. 69. Nice.
Do I want to spend the luck on this, or do I want to push it?
Ooh, hard question.
No, pull it. Pull. Don't push.
Yeah, I think it'd be much funnier to push it. Are you realizing that the problem is that I can't get a proper grip on it with all the blood? My fingers are slick. What I'm actually going to do is nuzzle Bryce, lean in, I mean, with my broken nose and teeth, and and make like I'm going to give him a hickey and pull it out with my teeth.
Yes! Push the roll.
Oh my god.
Bite his neck out.
And I rolled a 0.5.
Fantastic. You managed to remove it in this very unorthodox way.
And try very hard not to swallow it.
Zephyr, you can reach through the force field if you would like to. You seem to be able to pass through it now. Just you, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like reach my arms back through it dramatically.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, Brett just spits it into your hand with the, yeah, blood and possibly another tooth.
Disgusting. Thank you.
Who's the third person participating in this ritual?
So is Bolt cognizant enough to do that now? Or would it be Jerome?
He's just snapped out of it and has no memory of any of this.
Jerome, I mean,
I think my last memory is punching Brett in the face, so I think I'm going to try that again.
No.
Okay, well, we'll get to your turn in a second. I need to know if Brett or Bolt is planning to participate in the ritual. Bolt, you don't know about it at the moment. Brett?
I have a Bolt on me at the moment.
Can I ask Jerome?
Yeah, you can. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but okay. Just tell me what to do. I am ready for this. This is my starring role.
Thanks, babe. You really are my best friend.
I know. You owe me.
What do we need to do?
So you can give everyone the instructions, essentially.
Okay, so it says here we need to cast a wraith out of a possessed body and back into the realm of shadows. So there needs to be three of us. We've got one of the wraith's arrowheads, and they hold it up. And, we need this symbol painted on our right hands.
Oh.
Symbol looks like fletchings of an arrow with squiggly lines through it.
I'm just going to smear my hand through the blood on Brett's face and start drawing it on the back of my head.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could be useful.
So we all draw on the symbol. We got to hold out. Okay, choreography time. We got to hold out our right hands towards the wraith or Jamie. The primary caster, I guess that's me, will hold the arrowhead in their left hand. The spoken chant must continue uninterrupted for two rounds as the symbols glow on our hands.
So you can begin the chant now because it's your turn. So Ashley and Zephyr, I'm going to need a D6 from each of you for your magic points.
That's 1 point for me.
5 points.
I'm really magical and strong.
Okay, so spend that many magic points, and Jerome is spending 2 for himself. It's going to be a D8 sanity loss.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
1d8. Oh, I lost 6.
Oh my god.
I'm 1 away. 1 away from there.
I lost 1.
Okay. Give me the int roll, Ashley. Okay, Camille. Zephyr's doing fine. Zephyr is really focused and intent.
I got under my int by half.
So that's bad.
Of course you did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Oh, this one's fun. Heroism. You believe that you are going to save everybody.
Okay.
You can do this. It is your job to protect everyone and make sure that the day is saved. And that's going to last for 2 rounds.
Okay, so I don't believe that Zephyr is holding the arrowhead the right way and is not chanting the right way. So I'm like trying to bang into the force field like, you're doing it wrong.
Okay, and the chant begins. Mm-hmm. Ashley is now banging on the force field and y'all are chanting and everything. We'll see how this goes. Bryce, it is your turn. Ashley is now chanting. Yeah, Ashley's chanting now. Jerome is chanting. Brett is on the ground, covered in blood. You remember that.
Groaning rather than chanting.
I think he's so disoriented right now, and he remembers what he did to Brett and sees him there. You motherfucker. And then he's going to punch him in the face again.
Okay, are you dodging or fighting back, Brett?
Though it's a suboptimal choice, I am going to fight back. I'm not trying to hurt him here. What I'm just trying to do is push him off and get him away from me.
Okay. So give me those rolls.
Regular success.
Yeah, I got a regular success as well. I'm just wondering about spending luck to make that a hard.
We're in the end game.
Me too. Do I want to be a bastard? I could make it extreme.
Oh, God.
You could.
I'll spend 17 points of luck to go extreme on it.
Okay, so you're going to do another 7 points of damage.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't feel bad.
Okay, then that is that's Brett dead. Or at least dying.
Oh, Brett.
Oh, my God.
He's killing people.
Not Brett.
Yeah, you hear his skull crack, Bolt, as you punch into the side of his head. And there's a loud crunching sound.
You're making a habit of this.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. Just like the other kid.
So, Brett, because we're at the top of the round. So, Brett, make me your con roll.
Okay. Yep, that's a success.
Okay. So you are still alive and you are stabilizing for the moment.
I told you, he's fine.
Oh, but, yes.
But you are unconscious, I believe.
I mean, I could spend luck to stay conscious, but I'm not going to.
Probably a good idea. All right. So, Zephyr, roll me a D3.
Yep. I'm nervous.
1. Okay. So.
Okay.
So you take 1 point of damage as your hand feels like it's on fire as this symbol begins to glow. And we are going to make opposed power rolls.
Wow. Ooh. I rolled a 94 over 80. I'm going to spend the luck.
Okay, good idea. Really, really good idea.
So I have to spend 14 luck.
So you make eye contact with Jamie, and they mutter something under their breath, and you feel cold, and then you feel hot, but you refocus. Everything gets super intense. You know you're very, very close. You've almost got it. You see this spooky figure sort of writhing and wriggling, almost like it's trying to maybe get away. We're almost there. Almost there.
Come on, Jamie.
Ashley, you are continuing the chant. Is that correct?
I'm banging on the thing, but I think I'm still chanting. I'm just desperately trying to get through because I think it's not going very well. And this clearly means that it's not going very well.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. Because it hasn't worked yet.
Would have been done it by now if I'd been doing it.
I know, if only you could organize the ritual. Brett is now unconscious. You don't know if he's alive or not. Your girlfriend is chanting. Zephyr is chanting. What are you doing?
I'm a little bit worried about the law at this point, but I am going to
at this point,
just now
I'm going to, I don't know if this mechanically affects the ritual, but I'm going to be like right up in Ashley's ear, like, look, we really got to get the alibi down. I mean, maybe we could go into one of the classrooms and write down some, you remember what we did last summer? We need to do the same thing right now and focus, and you need to stop whatever the fuck you're doing, and we need to make sure I don't go to jail.
Can I elbow him in the face because I'm the hero and he's ruining the hero speech. I'm trying to save the world and he's just talking at me.
Absolutely. Dodger, fight back, Bryce.
I think like a shove into the portal is what he's gonna do.
I succeeded. I'm aiming for an elbow to the nose.
I have a regular fail.
Okay, regular fail. All right. So she elbows you in the nose. You're only going to take a point of damage for that, but it makes you kind of stagger back. And, you know, your mm-hmm. face was all messed up anyway from when Brett had shoved you into or tripped you into the table. So it doesn't feel good.
And I already had a broken nose from football, so.
There's more blood now everywhere. Top of the round. Okay, Brett, you are unconscious.
Yep, and I've got to make another con roll to see if I die. Ooh, that fails by 4. Do I spend 4 luck on this? I think I spend 4 luck on this.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
All right. So.
He's fine.
Zephyr?
All right, round 2, let's go.
It's time for final opposed power roll. And you're going to want to make it a good one.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a 7!
Wow!
Oh, amazing.
Wow. Good luck.
Okay. You just barely beat me.
Okay.
Okay. So, with the 7, all right. You hold up your hand. You're looking at Jamie. This creature is wriggling and trying to hold on, get away. You're not sure. But you say the round of the chant, this strange sort of, you're not sure what language it is. You're just literally reading off the page. And there's a sudden cracking sound. And you see this gray, misty shape disappearing into the air vent all of a sudden. And as its bony fingers release from Jamie's shoulder, she collapses down to the ground. The wind stops. The books fall. Everything clatters to the ground. And the force field is suddenly gone.
Because I'm banging on it. Do I just fall through?
You fall forward, and you know that you're the one who did this, Ashley. You saved everybody.
I just, don't you thank me? Just, you know, I will accept gifts. nothing tacky.
And Jamie looks up at you with these big, cleared eyes. What? What happened? What? What happened?
Jamie, did you cast a spell?
Zephyr?
Yeah.
And she just kind of pulls back into this hunched, scared, nervous sort of posture that she normally has. And she shakes her head and she pulls away from you.
Jamie, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you felt so strongly. I got so distracted by my career and you know, getting out of here that I was impulsive and I hurt you and I went about it all in the wrong way and I'm so sorry.
I loved you.
I know. I wasn't worth it.
And the camera pulls back from this scene as Brett, you're laying on the ground, bleeding.
Yeah, and just no one's giving me first aid. I'm guessing just dying.
Because I'm trying to be a hero, so I'd be like, okay, now what do I need to do? Shit, I'll save you.
All right, give me a first aid for Brett.
I'm gonna kill you so hard.
Don't fumble.
My first aid is 30, so...
Are you going to spend 19 luck?
I don't... I have 21 luck, so I shall spend 19 luck and end up with 2.
Okay. So, Brett, you are stabilized somehow by Ashley. Ashley, you're coming out of your bout of heroism, but you have done something truly heroic for once in your life, and you have saved Brett.
You owe me so much.
And we see the sun beginning to rise outside. The doors suddenly open. The windows open. The police show up. There's lots of bodies. A good 20 people have died tonight. 21, if you count the chess club guy upstairs, which they do when they find him. But a large number of students and teachers just sort of stumble around. Mr. Carpenter, a bunch of the students, including Eddie. They seem sort of empty. They're no longer professing love or chasing after people they think that they love. It's like they don't feel anything at all. And the police try to figure out what happened, but no one can really provide a coherent answer. The punch might have been spiked with a psychedelic, causing violence to break out, whatever. Brett, you're rushed to the hospital. And school doesn't start back up on Monday. Jamie disappears off to the hospital with claiming a head wound. There's a few days of cleanup and people trying to make sense of what happened. School starts back up again the following week, a week later, for the last few days of classes and exams before graduation. And Jamie walks past you in the hall. She looks away from you, Ashley and Bolt. She gives you a brief little smile, Zephyr, and a tiny wave, and just slides down the wall past all the sophomores and freshmen, since half the senior and junior classes are gone now. And as the camera pulls back, we see her eyes glisten white. And that is where we end this game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.